times. Do you know when the going gets tough, they say the tough gets going. And Ankara Holgate has done exactly this. She has took her pain, she's took something from a difficult time, and she's processed it by writing a book. It is her first ever book. She has got another book that is on its way. But Duke and Summer, it's a children's book, and it's out now. And Ankara is here to tell me more. Hello to you.
Hi.
You're looking very bright today and sunshiny.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell me, Ankara, firstly, can we talk about what made you start writing?
Absolutely. So I'm going to go back a few years ago. My mum was diagnosed with MS at a very young age, I think, in her 40s, 41, I think, yeah. And I didn't know how to deal with it. The family as a whole didn't know how to deal with it. It was a very difficult time. And the way I am, I don't open up very easily to anybody. So I sort of kept everything to myself. And I found that writing at the time, it was kind of therapeutic and it had helped me. So, you know, I used to write everything down, what she was going through, how she was feeling, just everything. And as I sat downstairs and I write more, I, you know, started thinking about my childhood growing up in Jamaica, and I always wanted a dog and I didn't have a dog. So I just thought to myself, if I could write, you know, something about the younger me, what could it be? And I just thought, a story about the younger me and a dog. Mm. And at that moment, Duke and Summer was born.
To write a children's book, how was it? Because I can imagine it'd be so much fun than writing an adult's book. You get taken away. This, as you said, it takes you back to your childhood when you were playing out what it would have been like with having a pet.
Yes.
So how was it for you writing a children's book especially?
When I initially wrote the book, it wasn't that much fun. It was like just memories, and I didn't have any plans to publish it. So for me, it was just literally writing for me just to keep it. But it's after when I showed it to my aunt and I realized that, you know, the story is something more than I thought. And then I kind of rewrite the thing like properly. And it was actually fun at that point when I literally put it together properly and says, like, I'm going to do this. So, yeah, it was quite fun after.
Tell me, Ankara, about the promise that you made to your aunt.
Okay, so as I said before, she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And, you know, unfortunately, she lost her fight. And about a week before she passed away, She looked at me and she said, you really need to do something with those stories that you've been writing, because it wasn't just Duke and Summer, but Duke and Summer in particular, I think that one stood out for her. And she said to me, you really need to get that story out. Kids will enjoy it. And I was like, you know, of course you're going to say that because you're my aunt. It's not that great. And she looked at me and she said, it really is. You need to do something. And I said, okay, I promise I will. And, you know, she lost her fight a couple of days after. I didn't know she was going to go at that time. And after she passed away and then she was, you know, I buried her and I was grieving for her. But there's this voice in my head of her saying, you need to do something. You need to do something. And I thought to myself, well, what's stopping me? And, you know, I've done it.
It's lovely to hear. I've got me filling up here, Ankara. How important is it when you put your book together for the representation, for other kids that look like you, that look like me, that can see themselves in stories and think, this book is for me?
Absolutely. It was very, very important for me. Representation, it's very, very important. And as well as representation is important, I wanted the story to be where any kid can literally pick the story up, and not just little kids that look like me, but anybody, because the story is about love, it's about friendship, it's about loyalty, it's about a great bond. So if any child picks pick the book up and they look at it or they read it, they can relate to it, because it's just a great, vibrant book. And the illustration that my illustrator, which it was Brian Smart, did, it's just absolutely amazing.
Mm. And you've got a second part that's coming out soon?
I have got a second part that's coming out next year, because I wanted Duke and Summer to make it mark on this first one. But the second book I'm releasing, it's a fantasy book about mermaids and fairies.
Okay.
All in one book.
And what made you think of that one? Because that's completely different to Jake and Summer.
Yes, because I'm trying to tap into everything, not just, you know, about a little girl and a dog. I love fantasy. I absolutely love fantasy. And I've been looking and I can't really find a book with both, you know, in the same book. And when I do school visit, I'll say to the kids, do you like fairies and mermaids, just to get a feel?
Yeah.
They absolutely love fairies in particular. So I thought if I could get a book with both in it, it would be absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So I've done that, and Brian is in the process of illustrating that book. So I am quite excited about
it. So that's going to be next year that one will be out?
Yes, just in time for World Book Day.
Okay. I've got to say, I know that you have children, haven't you?
I have two, yes.
For me, my little girl, she is my number one critic. She will say to me, this isn't right, that isn't right. How come you've said that on the radio, Mummy? Can you explain what this means? And when you've given your book, how have they received it? What have they said?
I must say, my daughter, I think she's the one that's lethal. She'll literally tell me if it's not right. But it was received very well.
Yeah.
They were especially my little lad, he was excited. He was like, my mum wrote a book. So he was pretty excited.
And with you just mentioned that about school visits. Anyone that's listening that wants to get you into school, how can we get a hold of you, Ankara?
I've got a Facebook page and I've got an Instagram page and I've got my number on the page and email and everything, so they can go on there and get in touch.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for joining me. Do you intend to write any more after this second book?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to write about MS because it's something that's pretty close to my heart, and I just think people out there can relate, because it's not just who's got MS, it's there's a family who's dealing with it. So I'm going to do a book about MS as well, and there's more children's book in the pipework.
Ankara Holgate, thank you very much for joining me here on BBC Radio Manchester. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we have got you some more music. We've got some great stuff like Aha, Lighthouse Family, and as well, I am going to be talking to some great people from Greater Manchester.